Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The game?
I mean, it's
Anfield.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've spent a decade now with you having the conversation of, oh, you're optimistic, you're blah, 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 blah. Is it just one of them, you know, where at least you've won there now? I mean, no one saw it, but it happened.
We all saw it. We just weren't in the ground.
Nah, I choose not to remember that. Well, I mean, yeah, I had to be careful with that logic because technically, therefore, we didn't win the league.
That's on me, yeah. I'm looking at a chair that says champions. Well, did it really happen? Yeah. No.
I mean, I guess, if anything, it's going to be, It'll be a shock if Everton are able to do it. But are you looking at what you've got now? McNeil fit, Harrison fit, Calvert-Lewin fit, and you talk about the time, and it's a 12:30 kickoff, but aren't necessarily great in those. If it's going to happen,
I don't know. I can't. I honestly can't sit here and go, I've got a sneaky little, because I haven't. Because it's, listen, I think Everton have won six times at Anfield in my lifetime. So that tells you I shouldn't have any confidence whatsoever. Been quite a few draws and more defeats than I care to remember. Liverpool are the top side, so it's not as if, you know, we're seventh and you're sixth and I can go, we're flying. What I would say is that Everton are better away from home.
Why?
I don't know. I do know because the formation the manager uses with the core off the striker doesn't tend to work at home, or hasn't worked at home in a way it should have done with us. It did against Bournemouth because we all decided to go and press the ball, which I think we've been caught between two styles. We're away. We're not expected to have the ball, so everybody knows we are a counter-attacking team. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
We struggle when we have the ball. You know, I think Sean Dyche, I think there was a stat someone gave me last week that whenever he's won the possession in the last couple of years, he's only ever won the game once. So, you know, it's that kind of thing. So I think Everton are better suited to that. Liverpool, will have 70% of the ball, something like that. But Liverpool always score, and Everton have had one clean sheet all season. So therefore, we would have to, by that reckoning, score at least two to win the game, which is a big ask. The weakest part of Liverpool is the defence, in my opinion, looking at it. I think midfield's getting there. I think the forward line is incredible. I don't think there's probably not a better five to choose from. You can say Haaland would get in and people like that, yeah, but if you're looking at a collective, I don't think there's a better five than what Liverpool have got. So there's a threat to all of them, and I think Gakpo's back as well, isn't he? Which is great news. so I think all of Liverpool's forward players can get double figures comfortably, and that's going to be an issue for Everton. But
at the weekend as well, Chris.
Maybe not on this one, hopefully, but no, it's going to be a tough game.
Pick me the Everton team.
Well, I think the back four will pick it, even though Ashley Young will play, which, yeah, I mean, it'll be Pickford, I imagine. Ashley Young, Tarkowski, Branthwaite, Michalenko, and then midfield will be, There's an interesting one for midfield because Idrissa Gueye is fit and he wasn't fit against, but in fact, he was starting against Bournemouth and he got injured in the warm-up. The only position I think is up for grabs is whether or not Jack Harrison starts, because what the manager has tended to do is have Gueye, Onana, Decore as a three and James Garner on the right away from home. Mm-hmm. And Liverpool are, although Andy Robertson's out, isn't he? So there's a big attack and threat gone down the left. So we may well stick with Harrison and go see if you can get on. So I imagine Tsimikas will play, will he?
Likely.
Yeah, so therefore I imagine Harrison will, might stay in. If that's the case, he'll use Garner and Onana in the middle. And then it'll be Dominic Calvert-Lewin up front. Off the left will be Dwight McNeil. So that is what I imagine. Q, Dan Juma starting or something. But he tends, the tend not to be too many times where you look at the team sheet and go, oh my God, why has he done, you know, well, I didn't see that coming. You generally know with Sean Dyche what's what.
If Liverpool are going to undo that side, best way to go about it?
Salah, isn't it? It's Salah. Okay. Listen, Mikhailenko's a good defensive left back. He's nothing going the other way. But how can you, look, Jota, I could pick any of them, couldn't I? Jota, incredible.
Well, Jota will be suspended for that one.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, so woo, thank God for that. Oh, who's playing instead? Oh yeah, okay, Darwin Nunes, who's a million miles an hour for sight. But it's Mo Salah. I can't look past Mo Salah because he's just incredible. I've watched him at Goodison and I remember saying to you, you know, watching him up close, incredible. I think that will be, he will be the danger. But I don't like singling danger men out. You've had people scoring goals who've never, would probably never score a goal. You know, only my biggest thing is Rob Jones never scored in the derby, which was, the, you know, never scored anywhere.
But we've got Joe Gomez for that job.
Well, there you go, days. Joe Gomez. You know, wouldn't surprise me if Joe Gomez got a hat-trick. Do you know what I mean? But if I had to choose it, the danger, it will probably be Salah or Nunes.
Okay.
Who would you tell me I'd need to be wary of?
Well, like Sandy Salah's just like,
it's route one
without saying,
but he's top draw though, isn't
Darwin's he? Fitness will be interesting because he came back just knackered, yeah, from the internationals last time. Apparently he had a bit of cramp again this time around. Okay. But he's been in really good form for Uruguay, so he keeps coming back and leaving in good form and coming back in good form, but you've got to be careful with him at the same time. Gakpo's only just come back to training. Diaz is another one who'll have been away with South America, so that's our, as much as we've got the talent there. Gakpo's not played a match since, it's been what, 2 or 3 weeks since his injury, a couple of weeks at least. You've got Diaz who'll be knackered from internationals, you've got Darwin who'll be knackered from internationals, Salah will be fine, and then it's whether we've got the talent in midfield, whether Gravenberch starts, Szoboszlai will start, it's whether Gravenberch has got it in him to start this one, because he started Elliot last time and then brought him into the game. Who knows?
Are you in any way, shape or form concerned about this game?
No.
There you go.
No, but like, not from a, like, I'm a knobhead about it. Like, just if we've got Hughes and Brentford to come, and there's another team that we had a little issue with last season as well, but they're all at home. And you know, I've had Forest, so we lost to Forest away last season. We lost to Brentford, and we'd use the home form is not the issue against teams like that. It's how we go and handle that away from it. We need to go and learn how to win at Goodison Park, because we just don't do that anywhere near.
We need to win. We need to learn to win at Goodison Park. Both of us. If you find the formula, pass it over.
Pass the notes.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.